Since 2011, more than 300 young people aged 18 and under have been linked to knife crimes as an offender. 168 young people aged under 18 have been charged in connection with violent or sexual offences involving knives. The youngest was 11.
Paddy's 25 and living in Leeds. He admits he would have been one of those statistics if he'd not been introduced to music, which got him off the streets and gave him something to care about. But he reckons too many other young people aren't given that opportunity to get on the right path.
The more that they are ignored and not understood and not heard, these things will happen. There's a lot of people that would love to work, but there's no jobs. What about the jobs that we want to do? What about a kid that really wants to do a certain job? How are you going to help that child do that job? Now it's all about you need experience, and if you haven't got an experience, then you don't get a look in. I just believe that there's a lot of potential in Leeds and a lot of talent in Leeds, but there's a lot of missed opportunities.
Paddy now goes into schools and works with kids as part of a project called Speak to the Streets. It was set up by Shane Fenton, the son of anti-violence campaigner Pat Regan, who was stabbed to death back in 2008.
I see young people that I've worked with that used to bring knives to my groups, you know, and now they're in schools working with other kids, and I see the change in them. You know, they've been given a voice, they've been given a skill, they've been given something to look forward to.
Well, I went to speak to the police about how they tackle the issue, and they told me it can be a vicious circle.
Tom Harrison, inspector in West Yorkshire Police. The fear of being a victim probably pushed people in to carrying weapons themselves, which is worrying, and it obviously perpetuates the issue if people are arming themselves routinely, thinking they are going to be a victim of crime.
Do you think kids sometimes don't actually realise how serious it can be until something like that does happen?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the consequences are only sort of clear when something does happen. It also means that, you know, clearly if we do find knives, they are going to be arrested.
Well, the figures I've got hold of show the force have had to arrest kids as young as 11 for knife crimes. In fact, over the past 5 years, nearly 140 under-15s were held for offences involving a blade. Someone who understands better than most the effects of knife crime is Kaylee Pepper. Her brother Rich was stabbed to death last summer after an argument. She wants to share her story in the hope more young people will think about the consequences.
My brother was 6 foot and he was about 18 stone. He had 5 full body blood transfusions. 5. One knife wound was all that it took to kill my brother. You know, one single stab wound doesn't just damage a person's inside and end their life. Every single person that knows the one person who's been taken is affected and is affected forever.
Well, we've got loads more on this over at radioair.co.uk.